The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The region semifinal, the game that brings the postseason to Dramatic Heights, and the winner unlocking the door to guarantee a sub-state appearance and a shot at region gold. Across the state tonight, a field of 32 teams will be cut in half for sectional play. Many of the contests will feature third meeting rematches, and that's what we've got in front of us right now, as Matt Walker and his District 7A two-seed Lady Dogs have traveled due west 75 miles to meet Kenyatta Perry and her District 8 champion, East Robertson Lady Indians, who seek to defend their home court in this elimination showdown. Throw the white flags away, because there will be no surrender in this war between East Robertson and Clay County.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the CarQuest pregame show, folks. Our 25th broadcast of Clay County basketball. For the first time this postseason, we've made the trek to East Robertson High School, the home of the Region 4A tournament. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm happy to be back on air tonight after taking the last two broadcasts off of this last weekend when the Pigeon Forge was my family and my church family had a great trip. Want to say a huge thank you to Craig Cantrell for holding down the fort in my absence. It's not too hard to do, though. Joining me soon will be legendary former head coach Joe Sims. With me now is a man who's never missed one of these broadcasts on the Horizon Sports Network. He's Thomas Weaver.
Good to have you back, cuz. We had a great time alongside broadcasting legend Craig Cantrell, no doubt about it, but just not the same unless we're saddled up to the table next to each other.
Well, you know, kind of like a old pair of shoes or something, just fits right and feels good, you know.
No doubt. But you know what? It's all on the line tonight, Daniel. And we're here for it on the Horizon Sports Network, the Region 4A girls semifinal between Clay County and East Robertson. Understatement to say it should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one. Of course, the third meeting this year, they split the regular season. Time to get it on.
And these two teams, just like you said, split, and they've both stepped up their game since then. But you'd have to think any time you line up District 7A versus District 8A in the postseason, that would give Clay County the edge.
Yeah, I think so. Those games came early. I think Clay County has improved due to playing their tough schedule. I think a lot of East Robertson's great record has to do with a weak schedule on their side.
But, you know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And a special shout-out to Macon Bank and Trust and Curtis Collins of the Solana office for providing the TSSAA video feed tonight.
Absolutely. Could not be doing it on video without
them. Folks, up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Dell Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you? Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Semifinals and the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the newspaper with our Dell Hollow Horizon recap segment. But tonight, we're running out of time. So we'll just say it was no contest for the Lady Dogs as they rolled over Merrill Hyde into this semifinal contest, Daniel. And we'll kick it to you.
We're going to go ahead and get into this Ashok and Strong Girls Region 4A update. Big round of basketball, Coach Sims. 32 teams in the state tonight. Going to get cut in half to 16 we just watched. Clark Range get eliminated by Pickett County. Kind of anticipated that. 72-47, the final score in that one. Looking over at our sister district, or sister region, rather, Region 3. Got four teams left there, Copper Basin, South Pittsburgh, Van Buren, and Sail Creek. Those teams meeting tonight. I see you're looking up scores. Don't guess we have a score from South Pitt Copper Basin yet.
No, those scores on there for those two games. There are a few out of Region 3, but it seems like they're always slow to get theirs on for some reason. But those,
what's your thoughts of those four teams
over
there?
This, what the scores I've been watching, I think Van Buren's probably the best, but those other three, Sail Creek's got a really good record, but I know Van Buren's beat them pretty good before. Copper Basin's got a pretty good record. They're 16-8. South Pitt's probably the weakest of the four, more than likely. But, you know, if we had to go on the road, if we could win tonight and then lose and had to go on the road, I would say we'd have to go to Van Buren, more than likely. But you never know, you know, but that would be my thinking.
Of course, we'll be talking more about this specific matchup in a minute, but loser goes on, or goes home, rather. Winner goes on here in this semifinal elimination basketball, and we don't want to shortchange any of it, so we're going to transition right on from this Ashok and Strong Girls Region 4A update. Visit Mark and Sonny today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. He's got Clay County covered. Going to make sure that we give Coach Sims time to talk about Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Got about 2 minutes left before the announcement of starting lineups, Coach. A huge game here. We know the implications. Winner gets a shot at region gold and an automatic berth in the sub-state. You were 14-5 in this round, an outstanding record. Coach Walker sitting 4-1 himself in the region semis. What's got to happen here tonight to come away with a win?
Well, you just hope we're ready to play and, you know, play good. Hope we shoot the ball pretty good, you know, and I hope Maddie can get involved inside. We need our big three to step up and then hopefully get scoring from the, you know, Eads and Smith and Lacey, you know, some of those girls get a few points and really help. Yeah, I think he's going to play man. I haven't talked to him much, but he said he's just going to try to really do a good job on the freshman. And said they had a good three-point shooter that hurt us down here that really not much of a threat to put it on the floor, so he's kind of disappointed we didn't guard her better down here. I think she got about 15, so he's hoping we could do a better job on her. But I don't remember a whole lot about them. You know, it was really early in the year, and and I didn't see the game down here. So, you know, before the season started, if you told me we had to beat East Robertson to go to the sub-state, I'd have took that in a minute.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Of course, like you said, Coach, when they made it, was really early. November the 20th and December the 1st were those two contests. Clay County, in my opinion, with their 20-9 record that they bring in, East Rob with their 21-5 record, I think Clay County's played a much tougher schedule, and I think that helps pay off in this game.
Oh, yeah, it should. You know, usually if you've played some quality teams, then it'll pay off in the long run. You know, we hardly ever win the state tournament without 6 or 7 losses. And,
right.
You know, it's because of the schedule we play. You know, if we played we didn't have no choice. You know, we played Clark Range Pickett, you know, Red Ball at that time. They were really good, you know. You're going to lose some games.
Of course, credit the schedule with getting you to the state tournament.
It made you tough. Yeah, we played Macon and, you know, Livingston, some of those. And their schedule, I'm sure. I looked at it earlier, but I didn't see anybody, you know, too many quality teams on there.
Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Sinai and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineups. The home team tonight, the East Robertson Lady Indians, they are the District 8 champions. They ride a 3-game win streak into the contest, a 21-5 record overall. Their head coach, Kenyatta Perry, starting for East Robertson, a junior number 5, Hester Wallace, senior number 12, Ava Hester, freshman number 15, Allie Pennington, junior number 25, Katie Pennington, and a junior number 32, Ida Bernard. They are the home team, as I said. They wear their white home jerseys, burgundy numerals on them, trimmed in black. The Clay County High School Lady Bulldogs. Their head coach, Matt Walker, 8 season overall, 175 wins to 77 losses. A 20-9 record this year. They are the District 7 runner-up. They ride a 1-game win streak into tonight's contest. Clay County, the visiting team, wearing those black travel jerseys, gold numerals on them. Starting for Clay County, a senior number 1, Maddie Hayes. Senior number 2, Bella Ashlock. Senior number 21, Hallie Buford. Junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a sophomore, number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. We are running a little bit ahead of the festivities here in the gym. They're just now starting to announce the East Robertson girls. Coach Sims, I know it's loud in here. One thing we did not touch on, East Robertson playing a home game here due to having this tournament in their gym. That's got to be a big advantage.
Well, yeah, it's some advantage, you know, but, you know, I think good play and talent kind of equalizes it out, you know, but, you know, it might be worth 2 or 3 points to them, 3 or 4 or something, but, you know, if you outplay them, you're going to beat them. I don't care where you're playing at.
Right, right. Thomas, what's your thoughts on this big matchup? Got a little bit of time here.
Well, I tell you, I don't really like to have to drive over here, but this is a great atmosphere for the Region 4A tournament. This is a loud gymnasium. There's no doubt about it. It just echoes throughout this gym, and
you know,
the Big East Robertson and Crown across the way.
It's kind of atmosphere to me. You know, this is a whole lot better than it was at Livingston, seems to me like, you know, as far as the crowds and everybody getting into it.
Well, they redid this gym, I guess, after the boys won that state title over here. In 2022, kind of redid it, redid the floor and the bleachers.
Yeah.
You know, we broadcast it from a crow's nest that's not there anymore on
that's
the other
right.
side
last
time. Nice gym.
Yeah, it's a good-looking gym.
Time to get this one on. I did miss an out one starter. It's going to be senior number 3, Aaliyah Hare, getting the start for East Robertson. I did not announce her. She's the one who steps in against Buford to get this one underway. East Rob controls the tip. The District 8 champions here with the opportunity to score first at home. Region 4A semifinal. Here's a takeaway. Lacey Riggs, the great defender for the Black Purple and Gold, takes it away, and she's fouled from behind. Nice start.
Good.
Katie Pennington called for the foul. Of course, the freshman, Allie Pennington, a really talented young player for this East Robertson squad.
Yeah, Pennington with 19 in the first contest in Salina and then 14 here at East Robertson against the Lady Dogs. And it was Ida Bernard who had 15 for the Lady Indians. It kind of made the difference in that 6-point loss Clay County suffered here.
Clay County, a nice assist. Maddie Hayes fed Hattie Buford down low, and Hattie puts Clay County up. 2-9, 7:25 mark of this opening quarter. Pennington with it out top. The junior, that is, Katie Pennington, swings it over into the hands of Hare. Hare gives off to freshman Allie Pennington, who works out top against Lacey Wicks. Screen being set. Wicks goes underneath. 3-point taken and hit by Pennington. East drive up by 1, 3-2.
This is a tough shot that she knocked down with confidence, guys, off the bounce, Coach.
Yeah. We're giving a little too much room.
Of course, Wicks went underneath that screen. Ashlock opens up with her first bucket. Nice move off right block. Bella putting Clay County back in front, 4-3. Two good basketball teams fighting for the life of their season here. Winner goes on to a chance at region gold in a sub-state appearance. The loser is done. Ball knocked out of bounds from behind. Bernard had it. Ashlock poked it free. East Rob maintains possession. They work in from the baseline off to our right. Wallace with it on the inbound. Quickly gives it up. Going to be Bernard now, who hands off and losing the handle is junior Katie Pennington. Another defensive turnover, Coach.
It's good. Take all
and
up
see
we
Clay
get.
County kind of coming out with that intensity on that end of the floor, Daniel.
Right.
That could be the difference here early.
We often see District 7 teams play a brand of defense that – just seems like a lot of other places don't play.
Yeah.
Three-pointer, Ella Eads.
Yeah. Good shot.
Clay County taking a 4-point lead, 7-3. The sophomore is cool his ass on that one.
Yeah, we've seen Ella Eads step up and make some big shots in this postseason.
Yes.
East Drive with it out top. In the hands of Harry in the corner. They give back now to Pennington. Now the younger Pennington, baseline drive, gives it off to her sister, has it at right elbow, kicks back outside. Pennington's three-pointer, no good. Rebounded, though, by Wallace, taken back away. Ashlock with it for Clay County, full head of steam, layup, no good. Rebound Pennington, Natalie Pennington now, across the timeline, loses the handle. Clay County comes back the other way, we're back and forth. Ashlock jumper, no good. Rebound at Eads, Eads is put back in there. Timeout taken by East Robertson. 5:11 mark, first quarter. Clay County 9, East Robertson 3.
you're looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner, either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice.
Welcome back to the Region 3A girls semifinals, where Clay County's off to a fast start. They lead 9-3. Ella Eads, a sophomore, 5 straight points for the Lady Dogs to give them this advantage.
Great offensive display by her. 5-minute mark of this first quarter. East Pennington has it out top. Kicks it over to Wallace. Wallace, three-pointer, good. East Rob not going away. Lady Indians 6, Lady Dogs 9. 4:49 mark of this first quarter.
Big shot by Wallace right there to give East Robertson back in this ball game, guys. Like I say, shot it with confidence, too, out there.
Hayes with it in the free throw line. Gives to Buford. Buford to Wicks. Wicks shot, no good. Rebound, put back, good. Junior Lacey Wicks has really done a nice job during this season of becoming an offensive weapon for Clay County. Known as a defender primarily, but especially after Christmas when district play started, Wicks really heating up, contributing offensively to this team. Step back three by the older Pennington, no good. Rebound and put back, no good by Wallace, but she's fouled by Maddie Hayes. Hayes got to play a little cleaner than that.
Well, we got to get the rebound, you know.
Yeah, you see Wicks trying to deny Allie Pennington the ball every trip down the floor, Daniel. We are seeing her with one steal tonight, multiple rebounds. It's nice to have an athlete like Lacey Wicks to put on East Robertson's best player.
4:05 mark, first quarter. First free throw is no good by Wallace. She hits the second. 11-7, let's go. Black, purple, and gold up by 4. Inbound to Buford. Hattie with it, weaves in and out of traffic, crosses the timeline, dishes down low to Ashlock, shot good. Assist and a bucket. The seniors playing for their basketball careers here in this Region 4A elimination contest. And coach, that automatically has to up the ante for any senior on the court.
Yeah, sure. Pull it, there you go.
Shot no good by East Rob. Ashlock rebound. She is tripped to the floor, gets it away to Eads. Clay County looking to extend on the 6-point lead, 13-7. Buford going to be fouled on the floor, going to inbound from the baseline.
Yeah, called it on the floor there. I thought Hallie had the continuation going, made the shot, but this official says no.
Maddie Hayes checking in. Becker Walden, who had been subbing for her, checks back out. Huge online audience watching and listening now. We appreciate you guys and our sponsors. Maddie Hayes on the inbound play, her first points of the night. Made it look easy.
Yeah, if you look at this East Robertson lineup, the Lady Indians don't have anybody that can match up underneath with Maddie Hayes.
And Hayes did not play, as Coach Sims mentioned earlier, in that second matchup here at East Rob when the Lady Indians won 40-46. Allie Pennington, another three, Coach.
I thought it was keeping them in the game, hitting those threes. We got a hand in her face on that one.
Listeners, as I work the camera, I can't help but notice some of these nonsensical links that are being posted on the comments on the Facebook feed. Pay no attention to them. Clay County with it. Wicks on the inside, loses it on the baseline. Allen passed ahead to Pennington, too strong. Almost goes out of bounds. Buford ends up with it. Hattie comes back the other way. Works the left side of the lane. Backs up. Now penetrates. Baseline drive. Shot no good, but a foul call.
Good.
Buford playing well.
Yeah, good patience right there. Didn't force it against the two defenders. Backed up and goes to the line.
Many times this year when we would have took it in there and, you know, probably threw it away or threw up a crazy shot, but she played smart there.
Buford averaging 18 points. A night this year, already in a 1,000-point score, and climbs even higher in the ranks with every bucket she makes. An 82% free throw shooter knocks down the first of this pair. Makes it 16-10 with another one coming. It's away. No good. Too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound. Izzy Smith, who has checked in for East Robb, another freshman who's getting playing time for Kenyatta Perry.
Well, Smith ended up
Smith close. Smith's in there guarding 32 now. Smith, or 15, whatever her number is.
Smith close to double figures with 8 in the last outing against Clay County.
2 minutes left in this opening quarter. 16-10. A takeaway. Wallace inside. Gives off to Smith. Now to Pennington. Now swung back around into the hands of Allie Pennington, who's defended by another freshman, a matchup of freshmen here. Natalie Smith for Clay County against Allie Smith, who, or Allie Pennington, rather, who drives, step back, fires a three, no good. Air ball.
She's due to miss one.
Good defense by Natalie Smith there as Pennington is trying to do a little too much maybe out top.
Yeah.
No doubt she's a great player. With a little experience there, she'll do something different.
16-10, Clay County leads by 6. Minute 25 left, first quarter. Hayes scores. Ashlock with an assist. Hayes with a bucket. Good teamwork, Coach.
Yeah, it was. Pretty good pass.
These three Clay County senior starters so far playing as well as I've seen them all year. 18-10. The District 7 runner-ups with an 8-point advantage. Minute 5 left over the District 8 champs in this first quarter. Pennington, left side, defended by Smith. She wants to drive again. A screen being set. Dishes off down low to Smith on the baseline. She hands off to her. Bernard, her shot no good. Actually, that was Teddy Pinkton's shot who was no good. Allie passed ahead to Buford. Buford with it. Crossed toward the Eads. Eads it right wing. 35 seconds left in the quarter. Buford, step back three left side. In there, baby. Hallie Buford.
Big shot.
Can do no wrong here.
Big shot.
21-10.
I guess stop.
11 points the lead for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Early in this one. 18 seconds left in the first quarter. East Robb with the ball. Katie Pennington out top. Gives to her sister, Allie, at left wing. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Pennington drives. Kicks back. Now back inside to Wallace, defended by Hayes. Straight up defense. Shot no good. Hayes the rebound. Eads now fighting for it. Loose ball. Quarter expires. A great start for Matt Walker's team as they try to advance to Wednesday night's region championship at the end of one. It's 21-10, Clay County.
So the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security system.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Championship, where Clay County leads East Robertson 21-10. I said championship. It's a semifinal matchup. Being presented by Macon Bank and Trust. Can't thank them enough for paying the TWSAA broadcast fees for all these viewers to see. And now it's time for your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, they're being led by Hallie Buford, who has 6 points. Bella Ashlock, Madison Hayes, both with 4. Ella Eads has 5. And Lacey Wicks, 2. East Robertson, Allie Pennington, 2 threes for 6 points. And Hester Wallace has 4. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Clay County with the possession to start this second quarter. Missed the shot, a foul called against Clay County's Hayes. That's her second personal. So Walden going to check back in for her. Of course, that other semifinal action, we called it tonight for WDB Radio. Glad to help those guys out when they were in need. 72-47, the final score of that contest. Piggott County, big winners over Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes. So the winner of this contest has Brent Smith and the 24-2. Lady Bobcats waiting in the region title game. The good news about that one, though, Coach, if you make that region title, it's not elimination, Bob.
No, it's not. We went to the state tournament a bunch of times, and we didn't win the region.
Won the state championship without winning the region.
That's right.
And, you know, I could see a similar thing this year. That would be the fourth meeting this year between Pickett and Clay County. Should we hang on? Got a lot of work to do in this one, first off.
Yeah.
21-10, a lead here, 7:30 mark of this second quarter. Clay County with a steal from the Lady Indians. Ashcock shot no good. Rebound, Bernard for East Rob. She's in a trap and a foul going to be called against Eads, I believe. Could be Walden, the sophomore teammates. Had the trap going there, and it is L.E. Thomas who gets the foul.
Yeah, and this was being called pretty tight, guys. You know, we saw the first game, they were kind of letting some things go out on the exterior, out on the outside, but this one being called pretty tight so far.
Yeah. East Rob with it, left side. Smith out top for the Lady Indians. Step back three by the freshman. Good.
Oh.
A big shot from freshman Izzy Smith. Makes it 21-13. Clay County up by 8. Coach Sims, you mentioned it. That first quarter, one of the best of the season for Clay County.
It was. We were really good.
And the second quarter, not starting off as well. Here's a turnover. Pinkton to the hoop. She is fouled hard by Buford. Only a normal foul, not an intentional.
You see, East Robertson with a response, Daniel. Only all but one of their points so far coming from behind the arc. 4 3-pointers for the Lady Indians, plus a free throw.
So what's been the big shot?
That's really all they've done is hit 4 threes, you know.
Freshman Addie Pennington at the line knocks down the first free throw. Wallace checking out. Number 12 for the Lady Indians checking in. That's a senior Ava Hester. Pennington good on her second free throw. Makes it a 6-point game, 21-15. Clay County with the lead, and another senior for them, Kendall Matthews, checks in here and has it. As she works the left side of the wing, loses the handle on the ball, and it rolls out of bounds, fortunately, off of a Lady Indian. Clay County to inbound off to our left here. Maddie Hayes checking back in, playing with those two personal fouls. She's going to have to be smart here. We've got to have Maddie on the court the majority of this contest.
Yeah, we need her out there.
Too big a mismatch for her tonight inside, not for us to have access to her. 6:30 mark, second quarter. Black, purple, and gold on the inbound. Matthews out top, works to Buford, left wing. Now to Ashlock, down low to Hayes. Kicks it across the wing. Quick's going to be fouled. One of those tough ones. I would have liked to have seen Maddie went ahead and finished. I get the idea of going to Lacey, but Maddie is wide open.
Yeah,
point blank range.
You got to take the shot. You know, I mean, it's nice to want to get your teammate at 2 points, but
Maddie
just took it.
Maddie off that left block. You know, one shot to get the 2 points as opposed to two free throws.
Right.
Wicks does miss the first.
We missed the first one, so
it was great ball movement, but.
You see Coach Walker coming back with Baylor Walden, just wanting Hayes in on that inbound play to try to get a bucket.
I think you'll see more of that as she plays early with two personals. Wicks fortunately hits that second free throw. Wicks has improved from the free throw line this season. She's up to 42% from the free throw line. And we love Lacey on the offensive end. That's not why we were saying Maddie should have shot. Maddie had a left block shot, though, that was higher than 42% chance.
Right.
Pennington drives inside. Good defense by Wicks. Turns her away. East Rob trying it from the outside again. They've got it left corner in the hands of Hare, who comes out and gives it up. I just hadn't learned these Lady Indians yet. I'll try to do a better job of calling the action on this end of the court. Inside move. Going to be a bucket made by Ava Hester from right block. Foul by Pennington. Pennington just came in full head of steam, lost control, Coach.
Yeah.
Attacking Matthews there. 5:38 mark of this second quarter. 22-17 the score. Clay County a 5-point lead. I hadn't given time and score in a few moments, and I apologize for that.
And you see with Maddie Hayes on the bench, guys, Hester, a capable post player.
Yes.
The power dribble, turn, and shoot for the score.
Yes.
Don't matter what the Lady Indians do if Haley Buford keeps that up.
Yeah, we need to get her shots.
Another three-pointer for Haley Buford, one of the best players in single-A basketball in the state of Tennessee.
No doubt.
A takeaway, Bella Ashlock. Going to get it off to Natalie Smith. Smith to Buford. Haley going to slowly come across the timeline, set up at right wing, works to the left, kicks in the corner now. Baseline pass to Walden. She's called for the travel. 4:57 mark, second quarter. 8 points the lead now. For Clay County, 25-17. Lady Dogs have led except one time when the East Rob was up 4-3, I think, at one point. Thomas, that right or am I wrong?
3-2.
Okay.
Made a three for their first shot of the ballgame.
Other than that one brief moment in time, Black, Purple, and Gold have had the advantage throughout. So basically, playing pretty good on both ends, Coach. Just continuations all we need.
They missed a few of those threes. That's really all it's kept a minute.
4:40 mark, second quarter. 25-17. Clay County up. The older Pennington kicks it over. Deep three-pointer taken and hit. Who was that? 32. That's out of Bernard. You don't accidentally hit that thing. What a shot by the junior.
That was deep.
Yes, it was. You know, a player who don't, you don't take that shot unless you've got the coach's permission. So obviously, Kenyatta Perry believing in Bernard to pull the trigger from deep.
Know, sometimes they never ask me that shot. And live with the consequences.
And if they hit it, it's good. And if not, they're probably coming out of the game.
Yeah, 5 3-pointers for East Robertson as they cut it to five. It's 25-20 midway through this second quarter, Daniel.
Clay County now trying to answer that deep Bernard three-pointer. Buford with it out top. Kicks to Eats inside the Ashlock, in the paint. A great idea, but a pass that sailed high and went out of bounds. A turnover.
She'd had a wide-open shot if she was a pass that got there.
East Rob on the warpath here at home, making use of this home court advantage. 3:55 mark, second quarter, Clay up by five, 25-20. East Rob with the basketball. Pennington with it right side. Going to dribble out top. Addie Pennington right now not on the floor for East Rob, so somebody else stepping up. Older sister takes the shot from left side. No good. Rebound Buford. Buford across the timeline all the way to the hoop. Euro step. Defensive foul call.
Yeah.
Was the basket good? She hit it.
I don't think so.
Okay. So Hadley going to the line for two.
I was watching the ref more than I watched the ball.
Me
but
too.
I don't think it went in.
It was a call that could have went his way.
Yeah.
I apologize if my voice kind of goes out on me down the stretch here. Was a little hoarse before we started broadcasting. And this is our second broadcast of the night, Thomas.
I think you're doing a fine job, Daniel. And like this game, that Clark Range Pickett County game was really good early on. As Buford makes it a six-point game, 26-20, 3:36 left here in the half.
Buford hits the first, misses the second. East Rob with the rebound. Had a substitution there during the free throws. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Wicks, Walden, Buford, and Matthews. Three-pointer, right side, Smith, no good. Rebound Walden. Walden going to be picked up. Hands off now to who? Buford and Hadley going to walk across the timeline. 3:10 left in this second quarter. 26-20, Clay County with the six-point lead. Matthews out top, defended by Smith. Gives back to Buford. Hadley now works left wing. Going to be fouled by Smith. I don't know how many team fouls. Okay.
That makes four.
14 fouls now. I was looking. I've been looking at timeouts left instead of the fouls on the scoreboard.
You see, East Robertson really forcing an issue here on the defensive end. Getting up in the Lady Dogs.
Clay County on the inbound here. Good ball movement. Baseline pass to Ashlock. Shot. No good. Got it on rebound. Put back. No good. Rebounded this time. East Robertson. Really needed that one. Clay County up by six, though. East Rob looking to cut into that lead. Bernard with it on the baseline. In a trap. Passes out to Pennington. Now kicks back out top to Smith. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound Ashlock. Bella Ashlock going to come up the floor. Made the comment that Buford was one of the best players in the state in single-A basketball. Well, Bella Ashlock right there with her when she's playing well, Thomas. A turnover there. Buford called for a rare mistake offensively, a walk at right wing.
Yeah, you take Buford, Ashlock, Pennington. You know, got three really good players that could isolate and kind of create their own shots and do their thing here on both teams, Daniel, and then a lot of other solid players on both of these teams.
2 minutes left in this second quarter, 26-20. Lady Dogs up. Lady Indians with the ball. Left wing in the hands of Hare. Hare going to isolate and drive. Kicks now to the corner to Pennington. Allie Pennington is set for a long time here. I don't know if she's in foul trouble or what. But she can't have more than two, I wouldn't think. I remember her getting one out here. Kind of curious.
You used to keep up with him, didn't you?
I know it. I get excited.
Now you have to run a camera.
Yeah. You gave me another shot.
I didn't know she put him in the game. Tell you the truth.
Foul call against Kendall Matthews. That's going to be the 15th foul of the quarter. So Bernard goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Got to have Hayes and Eads checking back in here with a minute 34 left in the second. First free throw is good. Makes it a five-point game.
Now, credit East Robertson. Clay County made a run or two and got it to double digits there at the end of the first quarter, Daniel. But they just keep fighting back. Made some big shots and timely spots. And now they got it to a four-point Clay County lead.
A vulnerable four-point lead, 26-22. Eads with it. Passes ahead to Buford. Back to Ella. Inside the belt at the free throw line. Down to Lacey. Down to Hayes.
Oh,
that's ball movement.
Yeah.
Same play we saw executed opposite earlier. This time it was Weeks with the assist over to Madison Hayes. Minute 20 left in the second. Timeout taken. Clay County up by six. 28-22.
Are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Semifinals, where Clay County leads East Robertson 28-22. Live video being presented by Macon Bacon Trust. Minute 20 left here in the first half, Daniel.
East Rob with the ball. Minute 15 left. What a contest this has been in this Region 4A semifinal. Winner goes on to Wednesday night's 7 o'clock tip-off against Pickett County. 28-22. Clay up. 1 minute left here in this second quarter.
Oh, man.
Inside. Shot blocked by Ashlock. Goes out of bounds. It was Ava Hester driving the left side of the lane. That's a good matchup between those two. Thomas, you talked about Hester being a capable post player. Ashlock is as well. Blocked that shot.
Yeah, Ashlock just recovering right there to get in position to block the shot, and she did it cleanly.
Line up on the floor. Buford, Matthews, Ashlock, Walden, and Wicks. Driving inside is Hare. Hare gives off to Pennington. She travels.
Good.
Hey, you don't just make a mistake like that. Again, it was the defense of Bella Ashlock on the baseline cutting her off.
Checking back in, Ella Eads and Maddie Hayes. Time starts ticking. 40 seconds left in this first half. In the corner to Ashlock. Ashlock back out top. Nearly over and back. Lacey Wicks with a huge save. Down low to Buford. Shot no good. Rebounded. Unfortunately by Wallace. Hester Wallace, a huge rebound for the Lady Indians. They've got 20 seconds looking for a bucket. Clay County up 28-22. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Bernard with it out top. Defended by Eads. Wicks now picks up the defender. It's going to be the older Pennington. She dribbles inside. Shot up. Deflected by Wicks. Goes out of bounds. And the official on the baseline signaled Clay County, but he's overruled due to the block shot. So he's dropped to inbound from the baseline. 2.7 seconds left. Coach Walker takes the timeout. We'll stay on air here. We've got the Puffer Girl Body Shop halftime show coming right up. Coach Sims taking this timeout here with 2.7 left. Coach Walker not wanting to give up anything.
Did he take it?
I think so. It may have been Perry.
I thought East Robertson did.
That would make more sense.
Probably set up an inbounds play. You know, we could have got that ball, but I think the girls thought it was just an air ball was going out of bounds.
It wasn't. It was a great defensive play by Lacey Wicks is what that was. Beat on the crossover, had the length and the agility to rise up and block that shot.
We can stop them here at 2.7, hopefully maintain this six-point lead.
They have Coach Walker on the floor, goes with Buford, Matthews, Wicks, Ashcock, and Walden. For East Rob, we see the Pennington sisters out there together. They're joined by Leah Hare. I can't find my number. Ava Hester. And rounding out the lineup is going to be Ida Bernard. 2.7 seconds left. Time to inbound and get off a shot. They work it into the paint to Pinkin. Her shot blocked by Wicks. And what a play by Lacey Wicks.
It was. That saved two.
Yes, it did. And 2 points in a game like this could be the difference between winning and losing. It's halftime here in the Region 4A semifinal. Between Clay County and East Robertson, the black, purple, and gold fans come to their feet to cheer their team off the court at the half. It's Clay County 28, East Robertson 22.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School for the Region 3A girls semifinals, where Clay County leads East Robertson 28-22 here at halftime. Live video being presented by Macon Bank and Trust in this one. And this is the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. And it's time for the first half breakdown, also brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County had a big first quarter, outscored East Robertson 21-10, went up by 11, headed into the second stanza before East Rob outscored them 12-7 in the second quarter. Clay County only scored 7 points in the final 8 minutes of the first half to only lead by 6 here at the break. For East Robertson, they're shooting it well from the outside. Most of their points coming from there. They only have one field goal. That was a two-pointer, a couple of free throws, and then 5 3-pointers for the Lady Indians, who are being led by Allie Pennington with 8 points here at the break. Ida Bernard has 5. Ava Hester has 2. Hester Wallace, 4. And Izzy Smith, a big 3-pointer off the bench for East Robertson. For Clay County, Hallie Buford into double figures here at the break with 10 points. She knocked down 2 threes for the Lady Dogs. Bella Ashlock has 4. Madison Hayes, 6. Ella Eats, 5. And Lacey Wicks, 3 points for Clay County, who lead East Robertson 28-22 here at the break in Cross Plains, Tennessee, for the Region 4A Girls Tournament. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more. Folks, go online and do that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show from East Robertson High School Region 4A semifinal between East Robertson and Clay County. Lady Dogs lead it by 6, 28-22 here at the break. Time now for everybody's favorite portion of the night, the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, We invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the assigned Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is the trivia challenge question. Y'all be ready because I think a lot of people's going to know it, so quickest person's really going to truly win tonight. In 2012, Joe Sims led his Lady Dogs into region semi-action against the Gordonsville Tigerettes. After a dominant 62-39 win over the Big Blue, Clay County went on to capture state gold. During that region semi-game, what player ensured that the Lady Dogs would advance by scoring 29 points, pulling down 11 rebounds, and blocking three shots? That's why I said it may be the quick one, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Coach Sims said off to our left, well, that's easy. We have one answer coming in on the hotline from Tiff Brown. She says Sydney Rhodes. Of course, Tiff's very familiar with that team. Her daughter, Allie, a starter on the squad. But Sydney is not the correct answer.
Whoa, they're coming in hot and heavy, Daniel.
Sydney Roach is incorrect. Still looking for the first one. Let's see here.
Roach has been guessed by just about everyone, guys, and it's still not the right answer.
Oh, we got a correct answer up here. Let's verify it's the first one that showed.
It is.
This one right here?
Yes.
All right, so we have a winner. We need that person. The winner replied Casey Cooper. Now, that's the correct answer. We're going to find out here who the winner is. The hotline.
Got to include your name
include
as a winner in order to win.
Or, hey, was that Sydney Roach?
I don't know. Could have been.
Yes.
Could have been. We had so many Sydney Roaches. Sydney, was that you?
So, of course, Sydney recently being inducted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Casey Cooper was nominated this year. But Keisha Boone wins her second Subway Trivia Challenge. But Casey Cooper, Coach Sims, another of your state champions who no doubt will one day be inducted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. What a monster game that night in the region city.
She did. She played really good.
We appreciate all of those responses coming in on the hotline. As always, that was brought to you by owners Greg and Melissa Brandon of Subway. Keisha Boone will receive a free sub certificate and Anheuser Sports Network sticker courtesy of them. Their sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Teams have switched into the court here. East Rob shooting at the hoop to our left. During this second half of play, Clay County shooting at the hoop to the right. Clay County up by 6, 28-22. East Rob on methodical possession. Pennington to the hoop, scores off the left side.
Just a good, strong move by Pennington there. Wicks all over. Madison Hayes tries to close her out. And, Coach, she finishes anyway.
Yeah, she got it up over Maddie.
Buford with it right side. Clay up by 4. Eads, three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound Wicks. Power dribble. Put back. Yeah! Lacey Wicks adding more points here. 30-24. 6:35 mark of this third quarter, back to a six-point advantage for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Allie Pennington drives the right side. Shot's good, and she does the foul. I never understood why Coach Perry sat her so long during the second quarter.
It's good for us, but...
Bound to be in foul trouble. Had to be in foul trouble,
guys. Second half, I don't know.
Pennington in the line trying to complete the three-point play. Currently, it's a four-point Clay County lead. Free throws there and good. Single possession contest. Closest it's been in a while. 30-27 now. Eads across the timeline. Gives to Ashlock at left wing. Clay County turnover almost. It was saved though. A good defensive play by Bernard. Out of Bernard had knocked it out of bounds.
And he did it so sneaky, it almost looked like Bella just threw it straight out.
Buford, right side. Cross short to Eads in the corner. Shot fake. Drive. To the hoop. Shots up. No good. A lot of contact. No whistles blow.
Foul called on that.
Easterbrook on the rebound. Quickly to the other end. Their shot, no good, but now we have whistles for less contact.
No, we got a foul.
Junior Katie Pennington going to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, good take by Pennington right there to challenge Bella Ashlock. And I thought Ashlock got the best of that little matchup there. But the whistle comes, Daniel.
Good. Only the first personal against Bella. That's the only good thing about that.
Yeah.
And also the first free throw.
We got to start scoring. We've kind of been in a funk since the start of the second quarter.
Well, we had 21 in the first. Only 7 in the second. And 2 so far in this third quarter. It is early, though, 5:55 mark. Pennington misses the first, hits the second, makes it a two-point game, 30-28. Clay County needs to put the foot back on the gas here. Buford is the one to do it. She's to the hoop, shot good. Clay County back in front by 4. Original 5 starters on the floor here for both teams. Pennington now top, works to the right, picks up the dribble, gives to Bernard, now swung back to Pennington, the older of the two, knocks it down. Katie Pennington hits the 3, and we've got a 1-point game, 32-31.
Huge shot.
Eads across the timeline.
By Pennington, guys, the sisters with all of the East Robertson points here in the third quarter.
3-point answer from Buford, yeah. Hallie Buford can do that, too. Clay back in front by 4.
We got to get some stops.
Buford on the season putting up great numbers from behind the arc as a 3-pointer's missed there by Pennington. Rebound E. Della quickly across the timeline. Dishes off to Buford. Baseline right by Hallie. 6-foot floater, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Buford. And it'll be Esau basketball.
The senior just making great decisions. When they close out on her, she's going around them. I know she didn't finish there, Coach, but just making really good decisions right now.
And we need her taking shots, you know.
Buford on the season has hit 48 of 131 three-pointers, good for 37%. Pennington hands off to her younger sister. Addie now with it, works around the right side all the way to the hoop. Floater's good. 35-33. Back to a 2-point game. Ella sets up out top. Kicks cross court to Buford. Hattie into the corner to Natalie Smith. The freshman gonna dribble back out top. Kick back to Hattie. Now Eads at left wing. She fires a 3. Oh, oh yeah. Ella Eads with her third 3-pointer, I think, of the night. Only the second Thomas is. She did score from right block earlier, though. That was what I was thinking of. Huge, huge shot out of the sophomore tonight.
Yeah, guys, and we talked about it earlier in the broadcast. That's when she pulls the trigger. When in big moments, Ella Eads is knocking them down.
3:30 left in this third quarter. 38-33 the score. Clay County up by 5. An absolute showdown here between the District 8 champ, Lady Indians, as they score inside off the fingertips of Hester Wallace. Goes it back to a 3-point game. East dropped the District 8 champs, Clay Kane, the District 7 runners-up. Winner goes on the Wednesday night's title game. Walden, layup, good.
Oh, good.
Nice assist by Ashlock.
Well, it was.
Very similar to her brother, Jake, who played for the Bulldogs and was a great, great passer. Bella really good at finding those assists and open players. Good defense by Ashlock here, too, as she knocks it away from Bernard. Easterbrook maintains possession, though. Wicks checking in. Smith checking out for Clay County. On the floor for the Lady Indians comes Sophie Lawing for the first time tonight. Katie Pennington out top, defended by Ashlock. Gives to her sister, Abby. Abby, deep left wing, defended by Wicks. Uses a screen by Bernard. Wicks finds through that. Stays with Pennington. Pennington wants to drive. Works to the right side. Can't get past Wicks. Gives back to her sister. Katie now with it. Freeze drop. 2:15 in ticking. Third quarter. Lady Dogs up by 5. 40-35. Eastrop looking for an open look. Aaliyah Hare passes down over to Pinkton. She posts up. Shot no good. Walden the rebound. Becca Walden comes through a lot of contact.
Great job by Lacey Weeks to recover there again, Daniel, and not foul and force Pennington into a tough shot.
Eats with it, kicks the Weeks. Left wing extended. Now to Walden in the corner. Baseline push. Picks up the dribble. In trouble. Throws it to the Lady Indians. Katie Pennington comes up with it. Works against Buford. One-on-one. Shots up and good. 3 points the difference. Clay County 40. East Drop 37. Elimination basketball at its finest here.
Yeah, this one's back and forth and up and down as East Robertson's got an answer for the Lady Dogs every time.
And Bella Ashcock answers it again. For Clay County, pushes them back out to a 5-point lead. Offensively, Clay County having a much better third quarter than they did the second.
Yeah, we're scoring. We just stopped them. They scored every time, too, just about.
1 minute left in this third quarter. 5 points the lead for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Ping to baseline. Pass taken away by Walden. Redemption for Walden there as she reclaims the basketball.
That play was made by Lacey Wicks. Two-handed knock against Pennington. Right into the hands of Walden, guys, and just super impressed with Wicks on the defensive end.
Get in there.
Playing really good tonight as Buford misses the free throw. I think Wicks is going to be called for the personal. First personal for Lacey, so you just talked about the great defense Thomas she's played. Only her first foul coming right there. The 30 seconds left in the third. Has played cleanly as well as playing good. 25 seconds left in this third quarter. East Drop trailing by five. 42-37. Lady Indians looking to cut it to a single possession game, though. Pennington drives. Shot blocked again by Wicks. Clay County basketball.
We've got just enough time to get down and get a good shot.
Lacey Wicks, easily four-block shot so far in this one.
Yeah, and she's got Pennington frustrated. Now, don't get me wrong. Alec Pennington playing a tremendous game. She's in the double figures with 15 points. But the last few possessions, Lacey Wicks' length is really making a difference here as Ashlock has to come the length of the floor to throw it into Hallie Buford.
10 seconds on the clock in the third. Buford crosses the timeline down to 5 seconds. Hallie Withy going to take this shot. Steps back. 3 seconds. Step back. Three-pointer at the buzzer.
Yeah!
Hallie Buford with a huge shot at the end of the third quarter. Puts Clay County back in front by 8. 45-37. 8 minutes left in this Region 4A semifinal. What about Buford?
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the girls' Region 4A semifinals where Clay County leads East Robertson 45-37 thanks to Hallie Buford's buzzer-beating three-pointer. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. First, want to say we want to thank Macon Bank and Trust for providing live video tonight here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County outscores East Robertson 17-15 in the third quarter to go up by 8. Hallie Buford, 18 points to lead all scores. Bella Ashlock, 6. Madison Hayes, 6. Ella Eads, 8. Lacey Weeks, 5. And Baylor Walden, 2 for the Lady Dogs. Leading the way for East Robertson, Allie Pennington, the only one in double figures with 15. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street, across from the post office in Salina, to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Hayes misses the shot from right block. Three-pointer by East Drop. No good. That shot the rebound. No harm, no foul there. The team swap empty possessions to start the fourth quarter.
And the seniors, Bella Ashlock, Hallie Buford, the last 5 points of that third quarter to give Clay County momentum headed into the fourth, Daniel.
Definitely so. Buford inside shot. Good.
Yeah.
Hattie Buford playing like this could be her last ball game, and it certainly could be should the black, purple, and gold fall here. 7:15 left.
$10
up by 10. Three-pointer hit by Wallace. Timeout taken.
I don't believe none of them miss it, don't seem like.
I think I said Wallace hit it. It was actually Katie Pennington, correct? I believe Katie Pennington hit the three-pointer. We're going to go to break here with the timeout. Clay County 47, East Drive 40.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Girls Region 4A semifinals. Clay County leads East Robertson 47-40. Live video being provided by Macon Bank and Trust here, Daniel. What a game we've had so far. Big shots from both sides. It's going to come down to the final 7 minutes.
You get that feeling, Thomas. 7:05 and ticking on this fourth quarter clock. Clay County with a 7-point lead on the basketball. Ashlock with it. Circles around. Dishes to Hayes. Hayes' shot no good. No whistles on the contact. East Rob with the rebound and now foul against Clay County.
Things getting a little tense in here, guys. We just talked about it, Daniel and Coach Sims. What's Clay County got to do to kind of put this one away and advance?
Need to get a shot every trip, you know. I mean, that's what we've been doing, you know. We really missed a couple we should have had here the last two trips. But, you know, get up there and guard that three.
East Drive with it. 6:40 left. 47-40, Clay County with a 7-point advantage. Junior point guard, Katie Pennington out top. Works against Ashlock. Uses a screen. Goes left. Works back right. Gives to Sister Addie, the freshman.
It's just you.
Wants to shake and bake and drive against Buford and Wicks. Backs up. Fires a three. In the
hoop.
Big, big shot.
What a move. Double team. Broke them down, stepped back, and drilled it.
Yeah, that's hard to guard.
Yes, it is. And only a freshman. Big shot. 4 points to the difference. 47-43. Look at Buford. To the hoop. Oh, missed a shot. Kept alive by.
That's three straight trips we missed layups.
Buford missing a layup, just a rare thing there. She popped wide open. I think it surprised her.
Yeah.
He's trying to answer with a rebound, or with a three-pointer. It was no good from Katie Pennington. Rebound Clay County. 5:35 left, 47-43. Clay up by four.
This is where Clay County just got to take their time, run their offense, be kind of deliberate.
Well,
get a good shot. Is Coach Walker going to take a timeout?
We've got layups last three trips. You couldn't ask for any better than that. We just missed them.
Well, let's just stay on here. It is a full timeout. But early fourth quarter, Coach. Huge pressure moment here down these final several minutes. I mean, you've been here.
You just got to step up and play. You know, make plays. You know, there's really not a lot that Coach Matt can tell them that I used to tell. You know, we just got to get out there and play, you know. Be tougher than they are. You know, you get a shot, make it. You know, especially one right under the basket there. And we got to step out there. I don't care if it is a step back. You got to be in her face. You know, don't give her that shot. If she wants to blow back, she just blows back. But I wouldn't give her that three. No way.
In a 24-year career, you won 14 of these region semis overall, 10 in a row from 89 through 98. I know some tight games during that 10-year stretch had to be against good competition. But this one's shaping up to be single-possession games.
This is kind of makes you have heart attacks, you know.
We got some big-time players on the floor tonight, though,
guys.
Hallie Buford, what a game for her. She's got 20 already in this one. And you got Allie Pennington right behind her with 18.
You know,
this is a battle of two good ones.
This separates the women from the little girls, you know.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. Here we go. Clay County on the inbound. East Rob student section off to our left, getting really behind this crowd. This is where the home court advantage can be big.
Oh,
Brandon knocking down a three from Emily. First shot of the game from distance, and she drains it.
Got her.
A deep three-pointer by East Rob. No
good. There's a foul.
Hayes being harassed, but comes up with a loose ball. Gives to Buford. Passes head to Ashford.
Come on, Lacey. Come on, Lacey.
Shot. Yeah. Clay County on a big run, Thomas, and we're loving it. 5 minutes left in this game. Clay County up by 9, 52-43. These fan bases in this broadcast table can't contain their excitement.
No, that's what we talked about. Just a great atmosphere at East Robertson here tonight, and Clay County responding out of that timeout. We said they needed to make a play. They didn't just make one, they made two.
Yeah, started with Walden's three. East Rob back with it. Slower pace now. 4:25 and ticking. 52-43.
Some help.
Ooh, surely not. That's offensive inside.
She just run into her.
Yes, she did. Out of Bernard. We would have liked to have seen the offensive foul. I get it, but it's called against Clay County. I get it.
Well, they called it on the floor anyway.
Well,
Wicks picks up her third personal.
Yeah, Lacey Wicks did nine. Pennington, the ball, had her back turned to the play and just got run into.
Well, like I say, at least they didn't get two shots out of it.
Allie Pennington, the freshman, out top, works the layup, gets to the hoop, shot up, good. A lot of contact there, too. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 52-45. 7 points the difference. Clay County surged ahead. Now East Rob trying to surge back. Ashlock, free throw range dropper.
Yeah.
She can do it all night long.
Big shot.
3:45 left. Region 4A semifinal. Winner goes on to Wednesday night's region championship game against Piggott County. The loser season is done. Pennington step back three is good. Four timeout taken. 3:34 left to play in this fourth quarter. Clay County up by 6, 54-48. We'll take it with them.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to East Robertson High School for the Region 3A girls semifinals. A little over 3 minutes left in this one. Clay County still leads by 6. Live video brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. What about Allie Pennington? What a shot by the freshman to keep East Robertson in it, Daniel.
30-second timeout taken by Coach Walker to maintain this possession. You can hear the booing from the East Robertson crowd. They thought they had the five-second call. We're going to stay on air here.
Pennington up to 23 guys with that last three-pointer to pull East Robertson back within six. Buford still at 20 tonight. So, you know, the two stars going at it, Coach.
How many threes they hit? 10?
Give me a minute.
About 10?
They certainly hit a lot. Thomas counting them up right now.
Right at 9, Coach.
9.
So 27.
Seems like it's more than that.
Of the 48 have come from threes. 54-48 the score. Clay County going to try this inbound again. Last time we had to call a timeout due to a near 5 second count. Oh, about tricky inbound here. A good call by Coach Walker. Here we go. Clay County turned it over. Ashot came down, kicked over to Eads in the corner. Pass was a little too hot. Just couldn't hang on.
Yeah, I know we'd had numbers there, guys, but we're taking down close to 3 minutes. Clay County's got a 6-point lead. You got to pull that one out. Run around the clock. Take your time. Run your offense.
I like the inbound creativity to make sure we got it in, though. Pennington now works the right side. A foul call against Weeks. Shot was no good. Fourth personal against Weeks. And let me tell you something. If Weeks fouls out, I think Pennington's night's going to get a little bit easier. Probably Ashok can slide over to the defender, but that'd be the only answer we might have defensively for him.
Little Smith did a good job while she was in our gardener, I thought.
True. That's true, Coach. Allie Pennington hits the first free throw there. Maddie Hayes checks in. Becker Walden checks out. On the floor, we got Hayes, Ashok, Buford, Wiggs, and Eads. 3:14 mark of the fourth. 54-49. Clay up by five.
Here, Madison Hayes coming back into the ball game, and like I said, let's take some time, work it in, work it through to Bella Ashlock free throw line, maybe high post down to Madison Hayes. Got the size advantage, just got to use it, Daniel.
4-point game, 54-50. Pennington hit both of the free throws. Ashlock across the timeline gives the Eads deep to the wall. The Walden throws it out of bounds. East Rob erupts in jubilation.
Yeah, this crowd goes crazy as they've got a chance to cut it to a 2 or 1 point ball game here, Daniel, on this possession. You got to credit the Lady Indians. They're doing it on both ends of the court right now, forcing Clay County turnovers and knocking down shots on the offensive end.
2:50 left. Pennington out top. Defended by Walden. Step back three. Good. East Robertson on fire. 54-53. Clay County up by one. Ashlock with it right wing. Isolates. Drives. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Full timeout. We'll play two halves and be back. 2:39 left in this Region 4A semifinal. Clay County hanging on to a 1-point lead.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Region 3A, Region 4A girls semifinals. Clay County only leads by one, Daniel. It's 54-53.
Wicks on the inbound gives to Ashlock. Ashlock fouled in the paint. Bella going to the line to shoot two. 2:35 left in this one.
Five threes and 28 points for Allie Pennington so far. She scored 13 of those here in the fourth quarter, Daniel.
Bella Ashlock on that first free throw. Second one coming. It's away. No good. Ooh, rebound left to Wicks. Back to Ashlock. Clay County with a big swing of momentum here potentially. They lead by two, 55-53. Buford with it. Right wing behind the back. Into the paint. Creates a shot. It's up. No. They're up to Ashlock. What are we going to have here? Oh, foul call on the floor prior to the assist and bucket. Coach Sims, I would like to have seen a no call.
That's the only time you'd like to see a no call on a high Buford shot.
East inbound. Clay up by two. 2:23 left. Ashlock in the paint. Shot. Good.
Yeah, big shot.
Two possession game. 57-53. Clay up by four. 2:15 left. Both of these teams playing really well down this stretch. East in particular on offense.
Come on.
Freshman Adley Pennington, left wing, now comes out top.
Come on out.
Tries to close in. Screen being set. Works through. Step back three. Good.
No.
Allie Pennington draws it back for a one-point game. 57 to 56. Minute 45 left. Ashrock. Baseline drive. Spinning shot through contact. Misses a shot. Allie Pennington with a free drive. She pulls up a heat check three. No good. Rebounded by her sister, Katie.
She's wide open.
Back to Allie. Timeout taken by Coach Perry. Minute 28 left here. We're going to take a break with them. Full timeout taken. 57 to 56. Clay up by one.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, video being provided courtesy of Macon Bank and Trust, Region 4A, Simi. Minute 25 left. Eastrop with the ball. Clay County with a one-point lead. Katie Pennington out top. Minute 20 remains now. Gives off to Ida Bernard. Gives to Pennington. Pennington picked up by Wicks. Pennington drives. Kicks to her sister. Down to a minute 10.
Yeah.
Clay County with it. Buford. Going to go all the way to the hoop. Layup. No good. Foul call. Hallie going to go to the line, Coach, to shoot a couple of big free throws.
We said it would have went. She had a three-point play, but it didn't.
Clay County shooting at the hoop off to our right here. Clay up by one.
Come on, Hallie.
Buford to shoot two. First one is good. What a shot.
One more.
Big moment right there. 58-56. Nerves of steel for the senior, Hallie Buford. Another one coming. It's away. Good.
Yeah.
Clay up by three. Minute three left. Now 1 minute.
All right.
Eastrop with the ball. Clay County with a three-point lead. Each team of three team fouls.
Get it!
And Hayes called for the foul.
Oh, my.
Lacey
Wicks working hard to keep Pennington from catching the ball right there, Daniel. And you see what happens when East Rob has to take it to different personnel. Pennington wants it. Wicks is not going to let her have it.
Fourth personal for Maddie Hayes. East Rob to inbound. 49.2 seconds left. They work into Pennington out top. 45 seconds. Pennington loses the handle. Regains it.
Come on, Lacey. Come on out.
Good matchup here between Wicks and Pennington. 35 seconds. Three-pointer taken. No good. Rebound.
Get it.
By Ashrock, and she's fouled. Bella Ashrock had possession, and she was fouled by the Lady Indians. Number three, Aaliyah Hare. Now, Hare appears to be, no, it wasn't Hare. It was actually Pennington, maybe, who took the bad contact. But either way, fourth personal against East Rob. Fortunately, Pennington back to her feet here. Okay. Clay County basketball. Coach, 28.8 seconds on the clock. We got a three-point lead. Will East Rob immediately foul? We're trying to come up with a steal with pressure here. If we get a clean inbound.
I wouldn't foul immediately. I'd try to get a steal.
Coach Walker telling these guys, you don't even have to shoot here. Buford with it. We do have to get across the timeline. Hallie does so. Under pressure. And now, this is blown.
We're
waiting for the call. Officials are in the conference. This was
the official.
Travel.
One official blew the whistle, guys. Only one.
Timeout, Clay County.
Okay.
Is that what it was?
Timeout taken by Clay. All right. It's a full timeout. We're going to play one ad and come right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live in timeout, this video feed being presented by Macon Bank and Trust, 19.6 seconds left, Region 4A semi. Winner goes on to Wednesday night's region title, loser goes home. Coach, we're up by three, 59-56. Got to get a clean inbound
here. Yeah, I'd set a screen for Hallie to get the ball. You know, they're going to probably double or triple her. You know, hopefully she can get it to Bella. Two best foul shooters probably at this time.
Wicks the inbound from the end of the Clay County bench.
They're going to let Hallie come get it. Just one-on-one defense here. Man
down
to man.
To the nitty-gritty. Wicks works it in cleanly to Ashok. Bella in the backcourt.
All right.
Gets across the timeline.
Nice.
We don't have to shoot. Bella Willard gets fouled. Ashok going to go to the line. She was one of two on her last trip. And we ended up getting the offensive rebound on her second miss. And ended up scoring on it. 12.1 seconds left. Clay up by three.
I love this two-shot thing right now.
Yeah. First one's away. No good. 59-56. Really need a make on this second free throw to make this a two-possession game.
Yeah, that's like known for splitting here at the free throw line. I think she's going to make it, Daniel.
Second one's away.
Yeah.
In there. 12.1 seconds. East drive inbounds. Clay up by four. Allie Pennington with it. Down to seven. Cannot foul here on the three-point attempt. 4 seconds. Three. Three-pointers away. No good.
Get it.
Yes. Ashok the rebound. And Clay County going to win this Region 4A semifinal right here at East Robertson High School. What a contest. 60-56, the final score. Clay County going to advance on to not only sub-state play this coming Saturday, but Wednesday night's region championship, 7 o'clock tip-off against Pickett County. We're going to take a little break here, come back, and do the Farm Bureau post-game show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau post-game show. Just a great contest between two outstanding basketball teams. Before we get into anything here, just a big hats off to East Robertson. They played an outstanding game. I kind of underestimated them. I make comments like our schedule's been tougher than theirs. I don't know that they're as good as we are. But, yeah, they were every bit as good as we were. Back
good.
And forth all night. solid, solid contest. Final score in this one. Clay County 60, East Rob 56. And there was never a comfortable moment for either team throughout. This is the Farm Bureau postgame show. Live video is being provided by Macon Bacon Trust. And we're going to get into the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you. Hey, Eagle Panels of Tennessee, I'm going to be quiet and save my voice and let Thomas talk.
Yeah, you better, Daniel. It sounds like it's going, but it's been that type of night. Just a great game, just like you said, of what a region semifinal should be. There's no doubt. And Clay County got off to a great start, guys. We saw them go up by 11. It was 21-10 at the end of the first quarter. Just couldn't quite put their foot on the throat and put this one away. And we see why down the stretch, because this East Robertson team was really good. But great start for the Lady Dogs.
Well, I thought it was maybe the best quarter we'd played all year. You know, we guarded them pretty good, and we was making our shots and didn't miss many. And then the second quarter was almost the opposite. You know,
only 7 points.
Yeah, didn't score much and didn't guard them much. And in the second half, you know, we maintained a lead anywhere from 10-1 the whole half, but. Well, we got down to the nitty-gritty there. I didn't know who's going to pull this one out or not. But
got uncomfortable, didn't it?
Yeah, like I said, the cream rises to the top, you know.
Yeah.
Hallie and Bella kind of took the game over there in the last. And I tell you what, Bader Wallen hit a three that,
huge,
you know, was
big
huge.
Shot.
I mean, huge.
Yeah, it was a big shot. But you're right, Coach. That contest, to look at it and know what we just witnessed and to think Clay County never trailed.
No.
They cut it to one. A couple of times, but you wouldn't think it. So just, you know, that kind of shows you Clay County did stay in control of it, even though it got tight. They led by 10 points in the fourth quarter as Hallie Buford scored the first two to put us up 10. And then here came East Robertson.
Yeah.
And, you know, what a performance by that freshman, Allie Pennington, guys. Just shot after shot. Didn't matter if she had two owners or step back threes,
yeah.
The drives. Super impressive. Her final three pointer of the game, well, it wasn't her final three, but one at the 240 mark, cut it to one, 54-53. Bella Ashlock then scored three straight points to stretch it back out to four. She hit another three to cut it to one again with just under 2 minutes to go. And then, you like you said, Coach, the Clay County seniors, Buford and Ashlock, bringing it home for the Lady Dogs for this four-point victory, 60-56, Clay County over East Robertson.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's a great win. I mean, I've sat through them like that, even, you know, more mind-blowing almost than that sometimes. But, when one like that's over, you're pretty drained if you're on the bench. I'm kind of drained sitting up here, but I just imagine what Matt's kind of shape he's in.
For sure. Just outstanding contest. Earning them the right to play at least two more. Wednesday night's region title game against Picky right here at East Drop, 7 o'clock tip-off. And this coming Saturday, March the 2nd, we'll find out. You know, we'll find more about that on Wednesday.
It looks like Van Buren's going to win their game. They're up 51-23 in the fourth quarter, so it'll probably be them and Copper Basin in the final down there. So I expect Van Buren to win, so... You know, if we win, we probably get Copper Basin home. If we lose, we probably go to Van Buren.
Yeah.
Let's get through the scoring here. Finish up this Eagle Pendleton, Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up for East Robertson. Several on the board here. Izzy Smith came off the bench and made a big three in that second quarter. She finished with 3 points. Ava Hester had two inside. Ida Bernard ended up with 5 points. Katie Pennington, 9, all coming in the second half. Hester Wallace on the inside with 6 points. But tonight, for East Robertson, is all about Allie Pennington. She knocked down 6 of the Lady Indians' 10 three-pointers in the ball game and finished with 31 points, guys. But she also had 16 of those in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she was
just an amazing performance.
It was. I mean, we wasn't getting out far enough, I didn't think, you know. But still, some of them were step backs. I mean, those are tough shots, you know.
Yeah.
You don't see girls. You'll see boys hitting them most of the time, especially not girls. But now she's a great shooter. I mean, you know, she improves. I mean, golly, I don't know what she's going to be the time she gets out of school. She's a real player.
I'd have to say she's going to, because, guys, we watched her play this year.
Yeah.
I don't remember a player that looked like that.
No, that ain't the same kid I saw, you know, November the 20th at our place. But, you know, I think she had about 14 or 16 up there or something like that. But, I mean, they just – She pretty much said, here, get on my back. I'll carry us, you know.
No
That's
doubt.
Pretty well what she did late in the game.
It's one of the better individual performances that we've seen here on the Horizon Sports Network. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt.
And Clay County had a few of them themselves. So we saw Baylor Walden, you talked about it, Coach, huge three there down the stretch. She finished with 5 points off the bench. Lacey Wicks, can't talk about her enough and her defense and what she does and how she affects the game. She also finished with 7 points tonight, one of her better offensive outings.
Pretty good.
Ella Eage knocking down huge shots, 2 threes, part of that good start for Clay County. She finished with 8. Madison Hayes had 6 in the paint. But, Coach, you said tonight was when you separate the little girls from the women.
That's right.
And we saw the two seniors step up, Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford. Bella Ashlock with a dozen, 12 points, Hallie Buford with a team high 22.
Some of those were big foul shots, you know, pressure situation, you know.
Both of them found themselves at the line deep in the fourth and hit something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, less than a minute to go, you know, if we don't, well, our one time, Bella, I mean, she had two there, missed the first one. You know, we needed that second one to put us up forward. She knocked it down. Hallie, of course, hit some too. But, they stepped up and played really good, handled the ball, you know, the last couple of minutes.
Folks, that Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermit Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Thomas, going to go ahead and do TDS right now?
We are.
Well, let's roll right into it. Time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's big Region 4A semifinal win. And can't go but one way, can you, Tom?
No, you can't. And Coach talked about it. Came out in that third quarter, guys, and that's when it started to get kind of iffy. You know, East Robertson got it down to 2, headed down to 3, and then Hallie Buford decided she was going to pull the trigger on 2 threes, and she did nothing but that, knocked the bottom out of it. She ended up with 8 in the quarter, surged ahead for 22 in the game. Coach, you talked about the pressure-packed free throws between her and Ashlock, but Hallie Buford's who you want with a ball in their hands.
That's what I said.
When it's crunch time.
That's 2 or 3 minutes there. That's who needs to handle the ball. You know, if they get lanes to take it in and score, or if she gets in that situation, you really don't want to be shooting threes. But, you know, if she's open, I don't know if I'd, you know, say a whole lot about her shooting a three, because she's going to hit it most of the time, you know, in a big situation. But, yeah, they stepped up and handled the ball, you know, didn't turn it over. Other girls helped out some, but they were the main ball handlers, you know, when we had to have it. I just played really good.
Of course, Ashok, or not Ashok, but Buford, rather, just an all-state caliber player.
Yes.
And proved it again tonight. But she does it every night. You have to look with a fine-tooth comb through this, you know, 28-game schedule to find a night where she maybe didn't do her usual stuff. And she's doing it now as we get deeper into bigger games with bigger implications, and she's playing even bigger.
Yeah, and the other thing we talked about, too, we see her making some big defensive plays.
Yep.
We see her dishing it when she gets double and triple teamed and making the smart play. I remember talking in the broadcast in that third quarter, we saw them close out with two, pump fake, drive to the rim. When they didn't, when they just had one on her, she was knocking down the three, coach. And it's not just about her talent and what she does on the court, but it's her mind, her decision-making, her experience.
And that's,
and I think that's really come
really
on
really good players are smart players. You know, they don't make the mental mistakes. And she probably wouldn't have done that when she was a sophomore, because she can play much as when she's a freshman. But, you know, she's grown into the game, and, you know, she can handle it. You know,
she's
one that, if I was still coaching, you know, I'd want the ball in her hands, you know, even though she's not per se a point guard, I still want the ball in her hands, you know.
Absolutely. That is why Hattie Buford was tonight's top performer. Brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of KKN's athletes and cheerleaders. 2-day break. Nothing tomorrow in terms of broadcasting. Be right back here at East Robertson High School Wednesday night, 7 o'clock tip. Big region 4A championship game. Clay County has not won a region title since 2004. It's been a 20-year hiatus. About time to check that box.
Be nice.
But either way, it's not elimination basketball, so we will live to fight another day regardless of how that one turns out. So just final thoughts, guys, from you, from y'all tonight.
Well, we knew it was going to be good. The region 4A semifinals are always good, guys, but I don't know. This may be one for the history books. One of the best games I've seen. Some of the greatest performances we've seen here on the Horizon Sports Network. Coach, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, it don't. You know, this is, you know, like I said, I've had some big ones, but now this is, would rival some that we've pulled out. You know, our win over Friendship. I was in a region championship, wasn't semifinal. But anyway,
you've had too many to remember.
My mind's all everywhere. But yeah, it was a really good game.
Just honored to have you here with us and all season long, Coach. You bring it to the broadcast.
Yeah,
we appreciate
that,
it.
But I enjoy doing it.
We enjoy having you. We certainly enjoy our sponsors and our listeners. Huge thanks to them. And, folks, until Wednesday night then, for Joe Simpson, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. We'll wish you a good night.